White Walker perpetuated offenses are considered especially heinous. In Westeros, four dedicated friends investigate and discuss these vicious episodes as members of an elite squad known as A Podcast Has No Name.
I'm Ambush. Oh my God. What? Whew. Okay. Stole it. Very nice. Nice. Oh. Wow. You lined it up nice. Yeah, this is why we're here. This is why we're here. Yeah. I am cheating. I am going with the Queen of Thorns, Lady Elena. She's my fave. Yes, she's my favorite queen. She's my favorite queen. Why? Because she's unfuckwittable. Are you serious? She's not here for anybody's shit. She has all the best last lines. She steals every single scene she's in. Come on, she's undefeated. She's even in death, she's undefeated. Little Bear. Little Bear. Sheesh. I hope not. I don't want her out there. I don't want. Yeah, if she's on the battlefield, I'm gonna be stressed. I'm gonna be stressed out. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we don't need that. No. Yeah. So the question may have been flawed. Yeah, Margie was the queen. Yeah. Terrible. Bruh. Queen of B. Wow. I don't even see how that works. I don't even see how that works. Terrible. Oh, definitely. Tormund, my guy. They almost boned. Yeah. I thought that was going bone. I'm a, you know, that's what? They're not related, Castro. You shouldn't have a problem with it. What's the big deal? Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah. 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 No, it's fine. Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, it's pretty easy for me. Jon Snow and Uncle Benji. All right. Yes. Why? Why? What is this? What is this, season 12? What are you talking about, Samwell? It is my selection. It is. It is. Yeah, it is. Season 8. Season 8. That little bit of time they spent together when he saved them. Yeah, Benjen and John on the road. It counts. Favorite duo. Yeah. Why doesn't it count? They were on the road. They were on the road traveling together. Tell me how that doesn't count. Can someone explain that? On the road, traveling together. Yeah, that counts, B. That counts, B. Then do that. Then do that. Come on, it's just... All right, MJ, you're up. Yeah, that was a good one. I'm like the Castro of this episode. It's ridiculous. So far. He said, "What are we doing here? What are we doing here?" Okay. Cash. So up next, Castro, your question here. Who do you know will die, but really, really hope they don't? All right. Oh. Huh. Oh, He will die in service to his sister.
That's what you did, man.
Sticking to it. I'll go next.
I'll go next.
Yeah, he loves the kids. Tyrion do love the kids.
All right. So, someone that I think will die that I do not want to die is Tormund. I think he's going to be out of here. I don't see him making it to the last episode. I don't think he's going to make it past the battle. I think Tormund is going to die. Love him to death, but I think he's going to die. Yeah, we did see him in some of the trailers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but you made a very good point. The majority of the people that we're rooting for are all warriors. So we're going to lose. Like, I mean, think about it. Like 80% of the people we're talking about, they all pack swords. They all get their hands dirty. So, yeah, a great majority of them are definitely going to die. So, yeah.
Right. That's a pretty dope prediction.
Yeah, you got to check the blood magic manual. Can you do that?
Yeah. Right. No. No. You got dead ice bears and All right, favorite house and why? Flair. Yeah, they were strategists. True. True. Okay, so I'm going with House Stark. I think just the affinity for the children and watching everything that they went through and them transforming and becoming, you know, the, well, those that survived, them becoming some of the most powerful people in the series right now has just been amazing. It was rough. It was rough watching, you know, the parents get knocked off and just the way everybody was going through their individual shit. But the way they're coming together now, just forming up, oh, man. Yeah, got to go with the Starks. Got to go House Stark. You didn't what? So doomed. Oh no. Not flat tummy tea in it. Okay, all right, slow down. Slow down. Okay. No one's here insulting your house, all right? Just slow down. Jeez. And that's fine. Because you're kind of expecting it. Yeah. All right. Not great communication. God damn it. Right. If that isn't the key of that family, everyone knew who John was and they all died with it. And then here's Bran knowing, he's like, oh, I gotta wait till he, you know, he can't send a raven on that. But just, wow. Yes. Yeah. No one's here for Dora. Nice place to visit. Yeah. Wow. A little bloated and crazy. Yeah. You look crazy. You out here. You said it's where Fred. You think they're just as formidable? No, I mean, listen, I'm Direwolf. I went Direwolf. Direwolf's the shit, but this ain't either just as formidable. Just as formidable as a dragon. Yeah. 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 She's like, it's comparing like an elephant to a shark. What are we doing here? Okay. No, and I think that was no see but no, that was good. So Castro. But no, Castro. You posed the question in a way that you didn't pit them up against each other, but then there were, but no. Pete. No, hear me out. Hear me out. I'm saying you posed the question in a way. Yeah, you posed it in a way that it worked, but then the way you responded to Afro, you pitted them against each other. Like the way you posed the question was fine, but your response to Afro, you said that the direwolves were more formidable. And it was like, then what? What are we talking about? There's no way they're more formidable than. Oh, yeah. That's what that just as formidable. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, if since we're there now, wouldn't the direwolf just be more vulnerable than a dragon though? Like we're going to see more damage done to a direwolf because they're just that they are more fragile than the dragon. Like you're not being the more successful animal. A dragon is going to be more successful. I'm going direwolf, but there's no comparison. Like there really isn't. Okay. There were just less fight scenes for the direwolves for us to see them win. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Gotcha. Same. Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. I just went back and forth with you. I too, Direwolf. I just love him from the first episode. She's like, you're feeble direwolves. Why would you choose that? And you have the dragon as an option. She's laughing at us, guys, just so you know. She's laughing at us. A little too far there. Wait, what? Nope. My guy. All praise due to Cash. Small child on both sides. What? And no one believed her. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Slow down. Slow it down. No, we're not going. That's how far. Not. That's it. There it is. There's a line. Thank you. Shit. Yeah. And crystals and yeah. Oh, that was so rough. Yeah. Every chance she gets. So, for me, okay. So definitely what you guys already mentioned. I think about Gendry and the fact that he's still around and whatever magic is associated with his blood as, you know, being a descendant of Robert, and why that was so significant that they had to use Gendry's blood. And then I also think about just Melisandre, period. Like, she's a dangling loose end out there. Her and her squad and you know, their whole coven and what they're capable of doing. So it's like blood magic. That I immediately I'm like, what is, you mentioned blood magic, I'm like, where's Melisandre? Where is she at right now? What's going on? What's she doing? What is she up to? Like, yeah. That's the straight line for me every single time. Where is Melisandre? Does someone have an eye on her right now? A usage. Right. Yeah, it's like three. There's three we've seen. Yeah, we've seen a total of three of them. Because he lights his sword with his blood. Oh, Qyburn. I'm thinking, oh, other Qyburn. Qyburn. I'm sorry. I was thinking, what's. I confused him. Yeah. A dark science. Yeah. 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 Yep. Terrible. Well, I don't want to count her as one of mine, but so I do have two other ones. The Faceless Men. I want to figure out what's going on with these guys. I gotta see. I don't feel like we've seen the last of them. No, I think we're gonna get more of them. I would like to see more of them. Definitely. Sure. I think they'll appear after the big conflict, they'll appear after the big conflict and sort out some other things, but you know, without trying to make a prediction here, but I would be upset if the season closed out and we didn't get any more of them. I'd be like, come on, for real? Like, seriously? Nah, y'all can't do that shit. My other loose end. the White Walker Capitol. I need to know what's going on at the White. How are the elections going? Has there been an effect on that local agriculture there? Now that the winter is moving south, how does it affect the agriculture and farming at the White Walker Cap? What? Yes. Yeah. What? Yes. It's very important. It's very important. And so, yeah. Yes, yes. Yes. Castro, I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember, but they wear very well-fitted leather garments. There are tailors. There are tailors. There are things that happen. All right? Okay? Who's making their weapons? All right. There is White Walker dry cleaners. There is White Walker dry cleaners. I'm sorry. I just feel like we're going to get that info. You know. Well, I like that. I would like that loose end tied up. There are my loose ends. No. Well. All right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If I don't get those two. Yeah. 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 Has the voting age changed? Have they pushed that back? What's going on? Have they gotten rid of the Electoral College? Because that's progress. Fine. What are your loose ends, Castro? What are your loose ends? All right. Yeah, that was it. So I don't remember. Was there some type of confirmation that she was actually pregnant? I know at some point we were like, "Is she lying?" Did we actually get confirmation of whether she was actually whether she's actually pregnant right now? Okay. She said it, and. Right. Yeah, it'd be a move for Tyrion and a move for Jaime to control Jaime too, you know, so it could work either way. Right. I mean, she told him before he left, and he still decided to leave. Yeah, he still decided to leave. She said it was his. She told him it was his. Yeah, I do think it's a move. Yeah. Yeah. Lucy's. I was like, were you about to say Children of the Quarrels? What were you about to say? What's happening? Oh, but aren't you? But aren't you, Av? Huh? Aren't you asking the same questions? Huh? You want to know about the structure of their government. You want to know about the caste system. We're in the same place, Afro. You know? We got the same loose ends. Yeah. 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 I'm in the same place as far as favorite arc. Definitely Arya. Definitely Arya for those same reasons. Like I said, she's not trying to, she's not, she doesn't want to sit on the throne. She just wants to make things right. And she's got her list. And when she completes that list, she'll feel cool. She'll be all right. That'll be her Thanos snap. When she finishes the list, she can go farm and just go chill and just go hang out. And she's good. She's good. You know, we watched her go from this seriously damaged little girl to one of the most dangerous characters, period. Like, there's no question. She's super dangerous. She is super dangerous. And kills with, you know, without even thinking about it. Without even thinking about it. Yeah, there's nothing. There's, yeah, I'm not weighing them out. No. When she's doing it, there's no point where, like, someone's gonna be reasoning with her and she's like, you know what? Maybe you're right. I should. No, she's here to kill. Yeah. This will, yeah. I said so. Yeah. Story arc. That's definitely. She's my favorite arc. Yeah. 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 Rickon. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. What are we talking about here? What's happening? No. No. Oh, it's Sam. It's Sam we're talking. Go. As you continue on. Whoa. Oh, slow down, guys. Are we done? Are you done? With the bonging. Slow it down, sir. We understand how. There's no question. Okay, slow it down.
All right.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh. God. My choice is the dead boy. Well, F, I think it's safe to say he's pretty disappointed in himself, too.
Right.
The dirty football, the sparrow. At very best, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Right. I think anything's, yeah. Yeah. Very, very. I didn't have anybody. It wasn't until you guys started talking about Tyrion that I do remember, starting to be really disappointed with some of his decisions and some of the later seasons. He was just starting to piss me off. But outside of him, I can't think of anybody else that I loved and then started to just despise or that disappointed me. I was never really he was cool. He's a spectacle. He's cool to have around, but I never really, Right. Losing him was disappointing. But don't you the Right, I feel like you're setting yourself up. Yeah. Yeah. The last question was fire or ice.
Yeah, man.
True. Devastating, devastating. Yeah.
Right. Happy ending. Yay.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah. No. Oh God. Here we go. Panzer. Panzer.
Right. A level of sophistication, I'd agree. No? It's what you're Castro, it's what you're describing. I'm agreeing with you. Oh, okay. Panzer Patterns is where you were. Panzer. That's where you were. Where you were at.
I think between what Bran has up his sleeve and he's constantly discovering in his abilities, between that, the two dragon riders, I'm going to go with fire. We're going to go with fire. There's a lot of Valyrian steel on the playing field right now. And there's a lot of dragon glass. So I think even, you know, the Unsullied are going to fare pretty well against, you know, the ground forces. I'm going to go with fire. I'm going to go fire. Unless we start seeing things, like you said, even more giants and the other stuff from lore, you know, giant spiders or dead bears, ice spiders and dead bears and all of that stuff, like the super crazy stuff. I'm going to go with fire. I think they can handle this. It's not going to be easy, but I think they can handle it. Yeah. No, the dragon glass is an answer. Right. Right. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. 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 Right there already. Yep. Wow. That season's spicy. That season's spicy. Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't remember any information about the directors. I'm sure they did put some of that out. They did talk about this, the fight scene, how this is the longest fight scene. This will be the longest fight scene in cinematic history. Like, yeah. Kit something. Yeah. 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 Thank God they have no Mark Ruffalo's in their cast, Game of Thrones. No one's doing it. He can do press runs, yeah. Don Cheadle's reaction was all of our reactions. He was like, "Dude." Right. Yeah. You're messing up money. You get penalized for that. Slow down, slow down, slow down. We don't know how bad. Fine. 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 Yeah. All right. Right. Yeah. Cersei and Bronn. Yeah. Yeah. It was a while. We felt like forever until this season. Yeah. Yeah, we were like 2019. What are you doing to us? Yeah, we were so upset. And now Yeah. Yeah, and longer. Yeah. Right. Nymeria and Ghost. Nymeria and Ghost. I think that's it. Yeah. All right. Wait. What is no. We're not doing any Cockney slang. We're not. What are you doing? Nope. Okay. It was bad. Okay.
Oh, great. You're still there. Thank you for listening to another episode of A Podcast That Has No Name. If this is your first time, check us out. Please make sure you subscribe. We're on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, all the places where you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Podcast Has No Name. Deuces.
Subscribe, please. Click and comment.